have your Bibles with you, we're turning to John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 1. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and we are commencing our reading at verse 29. Continuing our series on the Lamb of God, and we find here in this passage that great statement by John the Baptist concerning the Lamb of God. John chapter 1, verse 29, and we are commencing our reading there and reading down to verse 37. Let us hear God's word. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this says the Son of God. Again the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Amen. We'll end the reading there at verse 37, knowing that the Lord will bless the public reading of his word for his own name's sake. You have your Bibles with you. We're turning to that passage that we read earlier from John's Gospel. John chapter 1, verse 29 to 37. John chapter 1, that passage we read earlier, 29-37. And with God's word open before us again, let us bow briefly, seeking God's face. You praying with me, praying as one man under one head, for God's blessing upon the meeting. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this privilege which is ours as the people of God, cry Abba Father in this public fashion. We thank thee for the place of prayer, where prayer is wont to be made. We ask of thee even now, in this our time of need, thou wilt draw graciously near. Thou wilt empty me of self and of sin. Empty me of all that would hinder. Fill me full of the Holy Ghost and with power. Use me for the glory of thy name. Hide me behind the cross, that none would be seen but Jesus Christ. Bless the words of thy mouth. Bless the hearing and preaching of divine truth. For it's in Christ's precious name we ask all these things. And for thy glory alone. For it's in Christ's worthy name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
John 1:29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Throughout the Bible, as we've been seeing in this series, the Lord Jesus Christ is set forth before us as the Lamb of God. The Lamb was always the sacrificial animal, as seen by its place in the Levitical law. Christ was God's Lamb, in that, having been provided by God, he bore away the sin of the world, a people out of every nation, kindred, and tongue. The Lamb was further an emblem of Christ in its patient submission to death. As we saw this morning, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. It is seen in its gentleness, reminding us of the meekness and gentleness of Jesus Christ. He calls him, that is, John the Baptist, a lamb, either with respect to any lamb in common, for his harmlessness, his innocence, for his meekness and humility, for his patience and for his usefulness, both for food and clothing in a spiritual sense, as well as his being to be a sacrifice for the sins of his people. John, he saw Jesus. Jesus coming to him and pointed him as the Lamb of God, the Paschal Lamb, in the shedding and sprinkling of its blood, the roasting and eating of its flesh, and all the other circumstances of the ordinance represented the salvation of sinners by faith in Christ. And the lamb sacrificed every morning and evening back in the Old Testament can only refer to Christ's lamb as a sacrifice to redeem us to God by his blood. And so John the Baptist, he came as a preacher of repentance. Yet he told his followers that they were to look for the pardon of their sins to Jesus only, and to his death. Therefore it agrees with God's glory to pardon all who depend upon this atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so the end and object of John's testimony was that Jesus was the promised Messiah. And so he took every opportunity that was afforded him to lead men to Christ. And so we come to the Lamb of God identified. The Lamb of God identified. Never did John the Baptist speak more clearly or more beautifully of Christ's redemptive ministry than when he spoke the most famous of all his declarations. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. These were the words of John, who was the forerunner to prepare a people prior to the Lord's own ministry. And so we find John the Baptist willingly steps aside and makes way for the Lord. For John's calling was but a signpost to men to behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. And so firstly we see the personality of the Lamb. The personality of the Lamb. Verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We see here the Lord Jesus Christ revealed, the Lord Jesus Christ identified by John the Baptist, not a literal lamb as an animal, but a person. A person who is both God and man. John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The first title ascribed is Jesus. The first title he ascribes is Jesus. John seeth Jesus coming unto him. Remember back in Matthew 1:21, what it was said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 21, it says this: And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The salvation here ascribed to him, and for which he is every way fit, being God as well as man, and which he is the sole author of, which is to be understood, not of the temporal, but of a spiritual and everlasting salvation, which signifies a Saviour. And the Saviour Christ is of God's appointing, providing and sending, and a very suitable one, being a spiritual Saviour and an acceptable one, both able and willing to save to the uttermost all that believe in him. Nor is there any other. Nor salvation, friend, in any other, for he alone is the Saviour of his people, whom the Father has given him, even of all the elect, whether Jew or Gentile. And therefore we see the Lord Jesus Christ revealed, identified by John the Baptist, not a literal lamb as in an animal, but as a person, because Jesus, listen, was truly man. He became man in order to save men. He didn't take on the form of angels because he came not to save angels. He became man in order to save a people from their sins. And this is a most glorious truth. The Lord Jesus Christ was truly man, the God-man. And I'm sure you've heard it and me saying it before, and I say it again. Bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, not only of flesh and blood, but of human soul. John saith Jesus, coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And so we have here the fulfillment of the promise as spoken by the prophets of old, here coming unto him, the fulfillment in the person of God's dear Son. And so John the Baptist was uplifting Christ, preaching him, because his message was Christ-centered. Remember what he said in verse 30 of John's Gospel, chapter 3? Verse 30 of John's Gospel, chapter 3, he says this: He must increase. He must increase, and I must decrease. You see, the purpose of John's ministry was to point men to Christ, to preach Christ. And friend, there's certainly no other worth preaching but him. but the Lord Jesus Christ. And so coming unto him is Jesus, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, God's Lamb. God was manifest in the flesh. He who was truly God for our sakes became man. He who was Lord of all consented to come into a state of subjection and to take upon him the form of a servant. And so John the Baptist cries out. He cries out to the religious and the irreligious of his day, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." He points out to the religious and to the irreligious, those who were passing by. He cries out, he points to Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Secondly, there is the cleansing. There is cleansing by the Lamb. There is cleansing by the Lamb. Verse 29, part B. "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." This is the main reason why Christ left the splendors of heaven to honor his Father, for his great work and his main work in his coming was redemption. To redeem a people out of the slavery and the guilt of sin. And because man's greatest problem and need is to have his sin taken away. Here's man's problem and his greatest problem and his need is to have his sin taken away. And make no doubt about it. Sin, yes, it's a small word, but such devastating consequences does sin have, because what is sin? Sin is the transgression of the law of God. By nature, we are lawbreakers. By nature, man put out his own eyes because of sin. Sin separates. Sin ruins. Sin defiles. Sin destroys. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. For the final issue of sin, there is death upon the soul. Death comes upon the body. Besides death, spiritual and temporal, the wages of sin is eternal death. Therefore, sin damns men to eternal hell forever. And so it is sin that alienates us from God. Sin separates. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. And so it is sin that brings us under the anathema of God. And therefore, those who love not God, those who love not God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, those who love not the Lord Jesus Christ, must perish without remedy. And so John's ministry endeavored to bring men to a proper understanding by the help of God, the Holy Spirit, to a realization, to an understanding, to an awareness of their true condition, and that is of their sinfulness against a holy God. So that they would realize, so that they would see their great need of a Savior. Because if we do not understand what sin is, then we cannot understand what the remedy is. And so Jesus Christ, we find John the Baptist, the Lamb of God identified. He cries out. He identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God. Here's the cure. Here's the answer. Here's the problem. Here's the remedy. None other but Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is identified as the Lamb of God who was and is the only one who can take away sin. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, as pointed out by John the Baptist. This speaks of him as the great sacrifice by which atonement is made for sin and man is reconciled to God, brought into a right relationship. Of all the sacrifices, John chooses to refer to the lambs that were offered, because a lamb is an emblem of meekness, as I stated earlier. And Christ must be led as a lamb to the slaughter. Remember, we saw earlier this morning the necessity of his sufferings. He ought to suffer. He must be led as a lamb to the slaughter. And Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, takes away sin, takes away the sin of the world. This was his undertaking. He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And John the Baptist had called the people to repent of their sins, to turn away from their sins in order for the remission of them, in order for the forgiveness of them. And now here he shows how and by whom that forgiveness was to be expected. And what ground of hope we have that our sins shall be pardoned upon our repentance. It is Jesus Christ. And it is Christ alone that takes away the guilt of sin by the merit of his death. He takes away the power of sin by the Spirit of his grace, so it shall not have dominion over us. Christ, as the Lamb of God, he washes us from our sins in his own blood. He both justifies and sanctifies. He takes away our sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, he is just. Just to himself and his glory, who has provided such a sacrifice by which his righteousness is declared in the justification of sinners. He is just to his Son, who has not only sent him for such service, but promised to him that those that come through him shall be forgiven on his account. And therefore, there is cleansing. There is cleansing by the Lamb. Thirdly, and finally, there is an exhortation to look to the Lamb. An exhortation to to look to the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. There's urgency in his words. There's urgency in his words. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, to look away from self and to behold the Lamb of God, not to behold idols, nor to any creature, not to behold the works of your own hands, to your own righteousness and doings, to your wounds, to your tears and humiliations, to your own hearts and frames, to your graces and the exercise of them. All must be looked away from. And Christ only looked onto as a direct act of faith for righteousness, for pardon, for all the supplies of grace, and for glory and eternal happiness. All is to be found in him. He is to be looked onto as the Son of God, whose glory is the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, as the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, as the Saviour and Redeemer of lost sinners. He does not say, behold the church. He does not say, behold the church. He does not say, behold the ordinances of the church. He does not say, behold your own works, or any denomination you care to mention. No, he cries out, behold the Lamb of God. Here is God's answer for man's problem. This is God's remedy for sin. Therefore, you who are outside of Jesus Christ, simply obey the direction that is given and look to him. Trust him and find the forgiveness of your sins. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is his exhortation to look to the Lamb. Thus, the direction to look to God for salvation implies a deep conviction of helplessness. Of helplessness and of sin, and a deep conviction that he alone and only he can save. At the same time, it shows the simplicity of salvation. Behold the atoning Lamb of God, the sufficient sacrifice that was offered to God for the peace of the sinner. It was offered to God. Christ is the Lamb of God, friend. He's to be looked to, and him only, and him only. The sufficient sacrifice that was offered to God for the peace of the sinner. What is more easy than to look to one for help?
What is more easy than to look for one for help?
What more easy than to cast the eyes toward God the Saviour? It is of tremendous importance that men know where to look if they are ever to be saved. There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto him and be saved, unto him who was nailed on the tree. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Look and live. Look and live. He said there was urgency in his words. He said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Friend, there is always urgency when the gospel is preached, because the gospel is never for tomorrow, because we cannot be confident of a tomorrow. The gospel is always for now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Christ is now offered to sinners. And it is left to you to respond whether you will accept of him or not. That's how serious it is. Because man is responsible. What is your response? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Friend, we could go right through the scriptures and show you how urgent the words are. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then the message doesn't change. The words that were cried out that day by John the Baptist comes again today. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Embrace him even now, as he's offered to you in the gospel. Behold him now, for whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.